Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome to the 184th show from the Radia Network. I'm Tom Rowe from Free 103.9, a transmission arts nonprofit organization based in New York in the United States. This week we're going to talk about and play tracks from Radio Action 3, a CD and a web art installation that was up this summer on Radio Web MACBA from the Museum of Contemporary Art in Barcelona, Spain. Radio Action 3 features five-minute sound works conceptually tied to the idea of radio as an instrument or theme, composed by Free 103.9 transmission artists working in collaborative teams. The first track we'll play tonight is called Party Cove from two bands, the Dust Dive and Latitude Longitude. The artists say that this song was inspired by radio in outdoor recreational and social settings, including tailgate parties and roving CB radio scene in the 1980s and early 90s on Santa Fe Street in Olive, Kansas.
The satellite is plain, twisted in a grain, Sundays on the canyon floor. But I can hear you loud and clear through the static and the beam, and the squelch is music all the way. This howler divine is Broad Street hollow rhymes, crazed up.
Thank you.
The next song, Airscape, is by myself and London-based artist Scanner. I recorded insects and local radio signals in Acre, New York at Free 103.9's Wave Farm and sent them via the internet to London for Scanner to remix and make into this piece.
Thank you.
Pistol Shrimp is the name of the next track that's done by Joshua Freed working with Todd Merrill. Pistol Shrimp is named after a sea creature that has one claw that is so large and powerful and that claps with such force that its snapping sound exceeds 100 decibels and can kill small fish at a distance. Pistol Shrimp is a collaborative work for Process Radio, with Freed primarily working with rhythmic possibilities of deconstructed commercial radio, and Merrill working with ambient drone transmissions of shortwave. Chronicle by Neurotransmitter does just that, chronicling the sound of early pirate radio station Radio Caroline, focusing on the ambience of the broadcast with references to its materiality, the boat, the weather, the sea, as well as the interstitial vocal moments, which measure time, space, and geography. The mix also includes sound recordings of a voyage Neurotransmitter took into international waters off the coast of Long Island, New York.
One, two, two. One, two, two. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
This is Radio Caroline on 199. The time is 12 o'clock.
One, two, three, and the time is 17 past the hour of 10 o'clock.
It is now exactly 10 o'clock, Bulova watch time. At BULOVA, Bulova.
We have got reports from as far back as, far away rather, as New Zealand and Australia. You can actually hear it there. Won't be very good, of course, but...
The weather, the sun which came out over the south of England this afternoon, just despite the forecasters, should keep the skies clear until later this evening when clouds will appear.
Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Caroline, broadcasting on 199 meters in the medium wave band. We're broadcasting from the radio ship, the Mi Amigo.
You're tuned to 199, Radio Caroline, your all-day music station. The time, 1 minute past 11, and time to Senator Gar Conway.
Chicago, Dr. Martin Luther King has cancelled a protest march planned for tomorrow. In South Africa and Rhodesia, ministers have issued strong warnings to would-be terrorists. In New Zealand, the British rugby team has been beaten by 19 points to 6. And in London, the General Secretary of the TUC, Mr. George Woodcock, is in hospital with a slight heart attack.
Right you are. Well, if you're having tea now, it's 12 past 5 o'clock, or if you're going to eat at 6 o'clock, then you've got, 48 minutes to go before tea time.
I don't know what the weather's like where you are. It's calmed down a bit from what it was last night, but we still have a bit of a swell going for us at the moment. I've just been up on deck. You know, I thought it might be good policy to get a breath of air before I came on the air. And the sea is very calm indeed, you know, and yet the boat is rocking a bit. This is one of these peculiar things about being at sea. You know, you get a, which is called a side swell. It means the waves come at the side of the boat. And the boat can be rocking like anything, but the weather be quite nice. It isn't sunny yet. There's a sea fog. The skipper is going to move our boat just a little bit more inland and see if we can get a better result. So if you hear the engines running during the morning, that's what it is.
Australia. Sir Francis Chichester has run into rough conditions in the Tasman Sea. Several hundred miles north of his position, there is a fierce cyclone that is causing strong winds and making the sea rough. China. Following an incident at the Chinese embassy in Belgrade in which a window was smashed, Chinese members of the staff at the Yugoslav embassy in Peking have gone on strike in protest of the incident. America. It's been announced that since the 1950s, America's arms sales to foreign countries have increased by 600%. Last year's sales had a value of over £700 million. As a result of the American sales, Britain can't even sell enough arms to Germany to offset the cost of the Rhine Army. Russia. As a result of the present anti-Russian attitude taken by the Chinese, the Russians have complained over the recent rioting outside their embassy in Peking. They've also protested over the treatment of their embassy staff. London. Last night, a man was shot outside a public house in the St. Pancras area. The incident occurred after a political argument in the pub between communists and fascists. The man was taken to hospital where he was operated on. His condition is said to be satisfactory.
Radio Caroline North, national and international, now leaves the air to resume broadcasting at 5:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. We broadcast from studios on board the good ship MV Caroline. which is laying at anchor in international waters, 3.5 miles off the Bay of Ramsey in the wonderful Isle of Man. Radio Caroline broadcasts on a frequency of 1169 kilocycles, 259 meters in the medium wave band.
The last track we'll listen to tonight is Wireless Electric Chair by 31 Down and Matt Bua. Actually, 31 Down and Matt Bua came up with the concept and the lyrics, which they sent to internet musician David Fox, who makes this the following track. 31 Down and Matt Bua say that in 1926, Hidetsugu Yagi, co-developer of the directional Yagi Uda antenna, began experiments in wireless energy transfer. Now, over 80 years later, we've begun to master this concept thanks to developers like Marin Soljacic of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Where will this breakthrough lead us? What, in our wireless-dependent society, is the next device that consumers desire? Of course, it's the wireless electric chair.
Wireless erection.
Radio Action 3 also includes other works by Radio Ruido and Ben Owen, by Lovid and Michelle Rosenberg in collaboration with Howard Huang, by Damien Katera, by Anna Fritz and Tiana Kennedy, by Michelle Nagai with Kenta Nagai, by Melissa Dubin and Aaron Davison, and by Alexis Bagat and Sophia Lerner. Thank you for listening this week, and tune in every week for the Radio Network.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.